Have you ever sat down with a parent or a loved one or anyone to tell them that a family member has died? A while back, you'll remember me telling a story, a true story, many, many years ago now, of a case I investigated where a young boy died while playing in his backyard in the snow. It was a tragic accident. He was jumping from a tree limb into a pile of snow, and accidentally, his jacket zipper got caught on the tree limb. What I didn't tell you is how standing in front of the home and watching the parents who I knew very well drive up the street and see the look on their face from, boy, hasn't this been a nice day? We're out for a drive, to seeing a police car, an ambulance, and a hearse in their driveway. It then became sheer terror what was wrong, and then having to sit down and tell them that their son had died. That's something that I don't wish on anyone, but it takes a special person to be able to do that. I've done it. I don't consider myself special, but it does take a special way of being able to tell people just what happened. Tim Miller and the people at Texas Equisearch do this all the time. Not only do they bring bad news, but they bring good news to people who have had missing loved ones, who have had missing loved ones who haven't been able to find their missing loved ones, and bring that term closure that I don't like to them. Anyone that questions the fortitude or the method behind what Texas Equisearch is doing has never walked in their shoes. These people volunteer their time to go out and try and bring that term closure to families, whether it's recovering a body, whether it's recovering remains, or whether it's recovering someone who is still alive, and those cases do happen. The people at Texas Equisearch do that all the time, and they need to be applauded for that. How dare anyone question their motives? How dare anyone question why they do it? They do it because they care. It's just that simple. I'm Dana Pritzer, and that's today's commentary.